Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, it's time for that annual quandary. Should you hire some help during the holiday season? Or should you just slog it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on your own? And if so, if you're going to hire, who and how and when and how much? And it's too much to know. But with us now to explain five things we should know before we hire, to help us hire better, is Nancy Nelson. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller B Kitty Vintage. That's the letter B and then Kitty and then Vintage all together in one character stream. And she was a certified education specialist, and she always will be in my heart, in eBay's recently retired education specialist program. Nancy, what's the first thing to do when it comes time to hire help for your business on eBay?
Well, I have some information on that, Griff, and thank you for having me, Griffin Lee. First thing I would look toward is, do I really need to hire someone? And oftentimes we don't take into account the total cost of hiring someone. It's not just their time, but it's your time. Do you have the time to hire them? Have you done a cost-benefit analysis? I was looking at Cliff Enigo's excellent book, The eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book.
Oh, that is a
good
book.
Which I do recommend he has a whole section on hiring. And he says that it could be as much as three times somebody's salary, the total cost of hiring. So you really need to consider your situation. I know most eBay sellers, they do everything themselves. And they may not have taken a close look at their processes and their time. So that is the first thing I would consider to do that cost-benefit analysis.
Nancy, as a CEO myself, my business is incorporated, but most of my employees are outside contractors. You know, they have other clients, and they just do a certain skill set for me. Should eBay helpers be hired as employees or outside contractors, or are there other options, such as hiring an intern, for instance?
That is a great question, and it's one that I encounter all the time in my HR consulting business, and there's a lot of question about how do I hire, who do I hire, and a lot of misconceptions about this. So if you hire somebody as an independent contractor, this is really important to get this right. If you have somebody who does work for other clients, they have a business doing what you need, let's say they have a business creating listings for eBay sellers, and you bring them in, you say, I want you to create these listings and just do your thing, and you look to them to deliver a product. That is one thing. But if you're bringing somebody in that you have to train, that is working solely at your facility, they are doing the process exactly as you outlined, you have control over what they do, you expect them to be in at a certain time, that would be deemed by the IRS and whatever state you're doing business in as an employee. And it's really important to get that distinction right, because if you don't and you're audited, and I have sat in audits with small business owners who had no idea, and they thought, well, it's easier to set them up as a contractor, and that's what the person wants. And there's very strict criteria, but the two most important are, do you have control over what they do, behavioral control, and also do they have the opportunity for profit or loss? Employee, you have to pay them no matter what. A contractor, you usually have an agreement, but if you're not satisfied with the work, you may dispute that they did the work to your satisfaction. You can't do that with an employee.
That makes sense. So, Nancy, how well do you need to know someone before you hire them? Do I hire strangers?
Well, this is a really good point, because it's really important to know who you hire. And background checks is usually something that I had a situation where I was brought in as an educational specialist to work with a client. They were a small retailer, and they had an eBay business, and they asked me to come in and train somebody on how to negotiate their store. Well, it turns out the reason they had me come in and train the person is the person they had before took all the money from their PayPal account and left.
Oh.
And so this was an opportunity to really stress the point that it's important to know who you're hiring. And there's lots of ways that you can handle this. There are outside services that can provide this type of check for you. There's also, I look to the gig economy and to some of these new companies that are coming up where people can sign up to work for them. Companies like Upwork or TaskRabbit or Thumbtack, those are just some of the companies where people can put a profile and they're rated on the profile, and typically there's a background check included so that you have some assurance that this person has a track record, and maybe you feel a little better about bringing them into your business.
And, of course, it depends on what you're going right. to have them do for you. If they're not going to go into your PayPal account, for instance, if
yes.
they don't have the passwords or anything mm-hmm. like that. You know,
yes.
small businesses, Nancy, you've seen this in your work. A lot of small business owners will not even allow the bookkeeper to make deposits.
That's true.
They yeah. do. They do the depositing. They do, you know, they do all that kind of stuff. They don't leave it to chance.
Exactly. So that is very important. And that brings me to another tip. It's really developing your job description. And a lot of clients resist this. They say, well, things are changing so quickly. I don't need a job description. And what good is it anyway? And I say it's really essential. Imagine coming into a job and you have no idea of what you're going to be asked to do. It's really important to have at least a baseline and to create that documentation and know your processes to set the right expectations. And that would include things such as what systems you might have access to.
So, Nancy, what kind of, what's the best way to handle payroll? Let's say you've hired a helper or two.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can always do it yourself. There are many online services that allow you to do this quickly and easily, even through a mobile app.
Your banks,
but what
too.
I would suggest, if and that's those are great options. I would suggest if you're working with a bookkeeper, an accountant, and I do suggest if you have an eBay business, you need a good accountant. And if they're familiar with payroll, I would work with that person because they are likely to know the regulations. For instance, when should I pay overtime? And if I have a person that is not working on my process right now and I have them waiting, do I need to pay them for that time? And the answer is yes. And they would know the ins and outs. And I would suggest that as a place to start.
Also, your bank will do it. My bank, Citibank, mm-hmm. That's where I have my business account. That particular bank has a payroll service, and they take care of
yeah.
everything, including sending in my money that has to be sent in quarterly and everything. I don't even have to worry about it. So there are many ways
also,
to handle
yeah.
it.
There's also
that's
reports
cool.
that need to be sent in, and so they can take care of that as well.
And they go out automatically with the system that I have, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So once you've hired someone.
Yeah, or someones, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I know what you're going to ask.
How do you keep the employer-employee relationship running smoothly? Much like Griff and I have
well,
for 14 years.
That was so, not going to be my example, but okay.
Well, I think as with any other relationship, communication and setting expectations is really, really important. And think about when you've gone to your job on your first day and you come in and maybe they haven't set up your workstation yet. You don't have a computer. Maybe your boss is out for the day and you're left sitting there wondering what to do. I think it's really important from the start to welcome people and orient them to the way you do business. Set the expectations. For instance, it's very important that eBay sellers have good customer service. What does that mean in terms of this person's job responsibilities? And then keeping the lines of communication open. You know, if there's a problem, encourage them to come to you. If you notice that something is not working out in the best way, talk about it. You know, a lot of times I talk to small business owners who say, well, I really don't want to discourage people, so I'm not going to really tell them they're doing something incorrectly. Well, that rarely leads to
passive aggressiveness is what it leads to, because the boss
mm-hmm.
keeps getting
yes.
upset. right?
Absolutely.
So I understand you once had to train a new eBay employee for a small brick-and-mortar business. What happened to the first person they hired? I hear it was a cautionary tale.
Yes, and that was a person, and I think I may have touched on this before in the segment, but she was someone that they had running their entire eBay side of the business at their store, and she had access to the financial information. So she withdrew the PayPal balance and took off. So I was training the next person on, I left the bookkeeping information to them, but I did train them on some of the basics of creating a good listing and on making sure.
So what happened? Because we're almost out of time.
What happened to the person?
Yeah.
The person who left, I don't know, but the person that I trained, I think she got a pretty good idea of how to run the business going forward.
Well, it all ended okay, then. That's good.
It ended okay, and I think there was a lesson learned here for the business.
Definitely. Nancy, thank you for coming on. I hope you come back and see us again.
Absolutely.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks so much.
She's known on eBay as top-rated seller B. Kitty Vintage.
This segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Next up, open phones, 888-723-4630. That's when we continue with eBay Radio.
Know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBay Radio to check us out. And check us out.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Listen while you list.